I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I am joined by one of my favourite comedians in the world. It's Stephen Bailey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Babe, I feel like we just had a bit of a catch-up in part one, so I'm sorry if anyone felt like it had no structure. I will get down to the nitty-gritty of this now. I really promise. You had some pretty big career highlights over the last couple of years. Tell me about your last year professionally.
I would say it was like maybe the last 2 years only because of the pandemic, you know. But you know, I've been going 10 years, so I started in 2011.
Yeah.
So it's like
very similar to me then.
And at first, I didn't want to be a comedian, so I moved to London, worked behind the scenes in TV, and I really wanted to be a TV presenter because I used to love Holly Willoughby on The Extra Factor. Who didn't?
She was an icon.
And she was so good in it. I was like, she just looks like she's having the best time. God knows what it was like off camera, but on camera, she was selling it to me. I was like, oh, what a bit of that. So I moved to London, and just nothing was happening. Obviously, I'm not at all gorgeous and adorable, but, you know, but some of them, they were like, you know, well, what's your skill set? And I was like, well, I'm very charming and I can speak French. And they were like, well, you're going to present in French? And I was like, no. So it was all very much like, so someone said to me, you should do comedy. And my response was, you should do bloody comedy. I'm not doing it. And then I thought about it for a year, which was too long. And I started it, and you're going, you're always fighting. And sometimes I feel like, I talked to my boyfriend, I mentioned earlier about this, and he's very, you know, logical in his thinking, whereas I've watched every episode of Charmed several times. And so I'm a bit over there with it. And I was like, you've just got to keep going. So I just did a gig in a room above a pub, open mic night. There was about 8 people, but I absolutely smashed it.
Yes.
And then I died on my ass for 2 years. Because I thought beginner's luck would just come back.
Yeah.
And so I really worked hard at it. And then, so in the past couple of years, great things happened. So it was presenting Slabs on the Farm, which was amazing. Uh-huh. Presenting to Kesha's Castle, which is like this cool... I remember I watched that when I was at uni.
Yeah.
Eating a kebab, shit face. Yeah. I hope we can say shit face.
You can say anything you want, mate. It's my podcast. I voiced an episode of that with Roman Kemp once. It's hilarious, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, so that's how I got the job, because I did it with Roman as well. Yeah. And then they were like... next series. And then I did Live at the Apollo, which was, that is like obviously the stand-up show. So that, because I'd always
it
felt
all
like
your time on Comedy Central, it's such a great place for new, like, exciting comedians to get showcased. I love that.
Yeah, and it's just, it is good because you go in, it allows you to sell a tour then, which is all we really want to do. And I found it really hard for a while because I just got the entertainment break earlier on, and one of my first shows was with you, which was It's Not Me, It's You. And but even that came away a funny way to me, because someone who I'd worked in production with when I worked behind the scenes was like, we're doing a run-through for this new Channel 5 show, like, we just need some comedians, so I'm going to get you in, be about £100, just for your time. you won't be booked on the show because we've got a budget for, like, good names. And I was like, okay. That's what they said.
And you know what, Stephen? We had budget for that show. We had, and I was like, I was sitting next to people thinking, fucking don't lose your shit, but you're sitting next to, like, Rob Delaney and, like, calm yourself down, but you're sitting next to Sally Lindsay. Like, we were like, and, like, you know, and, like, Kelly Brook and Eamon Holmes, and I was like, oh my God. So, yeah, like, I hope they paid you for your time well in the end.
Well, I'm telling you. Well, so we did this run through, and it was, Eamon was obviously there at the run through because I think he wanted to stay on his own show. And I did it, and afterwards, he, and it was just like me and a load of other unknown comedians, really. And, he grabbed me and I was like, oh my God, did I talk too much? Like, what did I didn't have a lot of experience in it. And Eamon was like, how do we not know you? And I was like, oh, what do you mean? He's like, you're so fantastic. And I was like, oh. He's like, I'm going to get you on this show. I'm going to get you on his show. And then the next day, his agent emailed me. Yeah. And then I was like, oh my God. And then I got a call being like, yeah, you're going to do 2 episodes of this show. And I was like, and it was like, and it was, I was like, oh, there's such, but all the, you know, the Devil Wear Prada vibes of our industry. I was like, there's so many good people. So it's like, that was the first thing for me. And then I did Zoe Ball's ITV show, which was on a Saturday morning before the BBC rudely robbed her. And I remember doing that and they said to me, right, we're going to give you one episode. That's it. I went on, I just got on. I think I did a good job.
But, you must have.
Got on really well with Zoe. And then I got a phone call be like, can you send us all the dates you can do this year? And it's like things like that. So what I've always found is going, oh, if you put me in a position like, you know, I worked at Sainsbury's for 6 years before all this nonsense. You know, I worked at JJB Sports when that was around on the footwear department.
JJB.
I worked at a call centre in a chippy, in a corner shop. Like, I like people and I'm very appreciative that this is the job. And so whenever I go in, I always think I'll be professional, I'll be nice to people and I'll make them laugh. And that's all you should have to do. And that's always worked well in my favour, I think.
No, it absolutely has. But like, I'm so, like, I agree with you. Like, there is a lot of people who, you know, it will assume this industry is like very fierce and loads of backbiting and people just looking after their own best interests. But I love the fact that Eamon Holmes was so pivotal in your origin story. Like, he is one of the nicest men I've ever met, like, in this industry or not. And there is good eggs to be seen so everywhere within, like, whatever industry you're in.
And it's like, even Sally, so I met Sally Lindsay on that show.
Obsessed with her.
And it was like, turns out, like, her dad grew up where my dad grew up, like, when we got chatting. And so then it's like, so then she's helped me, like, with the scripted side of things. And it is one of those where it's like, oh, when you meet the good people. And it took me years to find like the right agent. I have like this amazing agent now. And it's like, because she gets, I think sometimes in our industry, ambition can be a dirty word. And she loves that I'm ambitious. She really champions it. She understands where I'm coming from. Like, I also work with a local theatre where I'm from because it gets no Arts Council funding. Because it's just like on this council estate in the Northwest. So obviously it's not like highbrow. So it's a, and but it's like ran by the community for the community. So I've really got behind that, became the president of it to support that, to drive some attention back to it. So I found like this agent that supports that. And what I found is going, just find good people, be that Eamon Holmes, your agent, your boyfriend.
Yeah, but then, you know, it's all about finding the good eggs, but I think you find them a lot better when you are a good egg yourself. Again, I'm talking about like attracting that energy, being like the things you want. Like, my life didn't start going well and good things didn't start coming to me till I fucking leveled up, you know, till I started being nicer, till I started being kinder, till I worked on myself. So yeah, meeting good eggs is great, Stephen. And I think you probably have got to where you got to because you've met some really nice people and been lucky, but you've met them and made an impression because you're a fucking good egg. So don't ever doubt yourself and don't underestimate yourself either.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I tell you, I love speaking to people like about it. Like, so I love that we're having this chat. I love when I have my little chats when I've had them with Eamon in the past and like Zoe Ball. And do you know, sometimes I'm like, I'm texting Zoe Ball and I get proper chufties. Do you have chufties in the Northeast? Like chufties?
Well, yeah, I still like I'm probably going on for something like 11 years in this industry now, maybe it's 12. And this is terrifying. But I still cannot believe my luck. And it's an element of imposter syndrome, but like also like just an element of me being this like little girl from Newcastle who was always obsessed with TV and film, this industry. And like, I'll just be at the NTA sometimes and I'll just go completely like rigid because I'm like, Scorp's there. And I've sat on the sofa yeah. with Scorp, like, you know, I know I've chatted to him loads, but I'm still like, ah, it's Holly and
you
Scorp.
And Fern McCann have my dream job when you crop up on this morning doing the I'm a Celeb stuff. I'm like, oh, get rid of those two. I'm always joking. But yeah, I think it's so important to remember where you're from. So I'm currently on tour with Catherine Ryan, as in I'm opening for her on her tour.
Of course. But God, mate, like, but that's got to be a career highlight as well. Like, I'm obsessed with Catherine. She's fabulous.
I'm obsessed with her, but she's such a good... I mean, she'll kill me for calling her a mentor, but she's such a good mentor. Do you know, it's like, right, save all your questions when you get to her. They're like, what would you do in this situation? What would you do? It's so nice just having someone that, A, you admire yeah. and look up to, but that also, like, think you're good and respects you and enjoys your company, where you go, I don't know what to do in this. What would you do? And, like, you've got someone that's been through it.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Like, having a mentor, how did you come to that decision? Because... it's something my life coach has encouraged me to do for years, is find a mentor, someone within my industry who has had like a career I admire, has done stuff I aspire to do myself. And like, I'm working on finding one at the moment, but like, I feel really nervous about asking someone, like, how do you go up to someone like Amanda Holden or fucking like Davina McCall and be like, we don't know each other that well, but I really want you to be my mentor. Like, it's such a personal thing. Like, I'm so embarrassed to do it. So,
No. I ask people for everything. I think if you're active, I really do. It's good because it's like other jobs in the world. Like if you work in a bank, you get trained how to work in the bank. When I worked at Sainsbury's, you got checkout trained and you got trained on even how to like stack a shelf. Like you got trained for everything. We don't have that in this business. It's kind of like, go, keep doing it till you figure it out. So you have to ask the people. Normally what I find is going, so when I talk to Catherine, her mentor is Jimmy Carr.
Oh my God, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so it's like everyone has one. Everyone's had, you know, I don't know if they're always as official as being the mentor, but yeah. It's like I have people, you know, I text Zoe Ball being like, I don't know what's about this. Like someone said this about my Northern accent.
Yours are so great. You've nailed this.
But you have the contacts. You just need to text them and go, oh, can I get some advice? Like Eamon, I still text Eamon now, like being like, do you have any advice on this? Like when I was changing agents, I was like, do you have any, who do you want to speak to? What should one be looking for?
I need to do that. I think it's so important.
Who would your dream mentor be?
Okay, so, shit, now you're really up. But then I think I've mentioned them. Like, I love Amanda Holden. Like, I think everything she looks unreal. Like, she has managed to achieve so much. People doubted her, but look where she is now. I think she's funny, authentic. She's never changed herself. No, I'm obsessed with her. So I feel like, and I mean, she's gorgeous as well, isn't she? Like, just fuck off, Amanda. You're unreal. So I feel like she would be my dream, or Davina McCall. Like, and they're both like, you know, if my mentor was someone super clean cut, I'd kind of think, ah, what are you playing at, Vic? Like, you aren't that person. Like, you've got a grazed knee. You've got a bad chapter. And I think those ladies could understand that. So, yeah, I reckon they would be my dream ones. Like,
I think they'd be absolutely perfect. You just have to reach out to them.
I'm scared.
Don't. Well, what does fear get you? Goddamn nothing. Goddamn nothing. Yeah, I did a show with Amanda Holden last year.
Was it insane?
It was amazing. She was so kind. She was so supportive.
I bet she was.
I got to speak to her about business. She gave me her number. She saved me she saved her in my phone as Dame Mandy.
No.
I nearly gay died. And yeah, but I would love, do you know who I would love to be my mentor? It's like Philip and Holly. I'd love to have them.
You're so greedy. You can't have both.
For the presenting side and then keep Catherine for the comedy.
No. You are really greedy.
For what you want. You said ask for what you want in 2022. I want Phil and Holly.
Good for you, mate. Fucking shy burns, getting out. I'm living for this. You fired me up. I might drop into Amanda's DMs after this.
You must, you must.
I'm scared. Okay, I have the back of my knees are sweaty.
Do it now.
Steven.
Do it now while we're doing the podcast. No, do it now.
I can't.
Just say, hi, Amanda. Would you mind if I ask you a question, please, babe? Do it now. Do it now.
I can't.
It'll be such a
the
moment.
The back of my knees are sweating. Let me get through this podcast and then I'll do it. Okay, I swear.
We'll win a podcast award.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Right. I loved, one of my favorite things you've done was the farm. I absolutely loved that. I thought, like, it was, honestly, you've had some amazing people on it as well. Who's been your fave?
I know you shouldn't have favourites, but...
love that.
It is different for different reasons. It is a bit of a cheat. My favourite is Cheryl Hull from RuPaul's Drag Race.
We've had her on here, Stephen. She was amazing. Like, I'm not surprised.
Because she just really cracked on. She's very good at, you know, she's a professional. She got into it. She knew the mission.
Yeah. She understood the assignment.
She understood the assignment. Yeah. But there's not, what I've loved about Sleds on the Farm is, especially when I did series one, it was like a big thing for me. And I was like, oh God. Like, how's everyone going to behave? Like, you hear the story. This spread done really anything. You've obviously heard stories when people go, oh my God, did this reality show and this person's a nightmare, this person's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It would have been much nicer if these four hadn't been into it. And I was like, oh my God, I was so nervous. And everyone was so nice on every series we've done where I was like, how have we got so goddamn lucky? And part of me goes, I think that's because me and the farmer are nice.
Yeah.
I think me and Farmer Chris get on. You know, the fish rots from the head down. And I think we set a good precedent. And I always said with Sleds on the Farm, I would rather it be a comedy series than one where it's like, let's get them to argue. Like, I'd rather it like, be laughing. Because it's so, like, it's Kerry Katona chasing after pigs falling in pig shit. That's funny. Like, it shouldn't be much more. Do you know what I mean? And what I've loved about it, sometimes one of those things, again, where it's like, oh, I don't think it necessarily gets the attention it deserves. You know, it's not just celebs on a farm, which I think people is. It's, you know, we've had conversations about like queer rights. Like, Cheryl was very big about talking about, be like, people think I can't do this just because I'm a drag queen. There's a lot of suicide within the farming community. So we've had conversations like that with Kerry Katona and, you know, things like that. And I was like, it's all those things that I think make it really special that then get to be broken up with people for fun and pay shit to not make it too heavy.
Stephen, light and shade in life. Light and
shade. Honestly, we had Gleb from Dancing with the Stars on series one, Gleb Savchenko. Mm. Oh my God, I've never seen anything like it in my life. I was upset. I just feel like I swooned for the whole time we were there.
Can I Google Gleb? I feel like I need to right now.
I'm going to Google him as well.
There's no way I'm going to be able to spell his second name, so I hope this comes up. Sven.
Such a nice man. Honest to God as well. Like, really kind man.
There's no way that's how you spell that, is there? Fuck off! Oh!
Look how gorgeous he is.
He's unreal, mate. What is he like? Italian? Russian?
I think he's Russian.
Oh, he's unreal.
Stunning. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's what I've liked. And what I've always liked is when our farmer first came on, who's a real farmer,
Chris.
He'd say, you know, there's so much more to the farming community. Like, everyone gets on in the countryside. It's about being a community. Da, 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 da. And I used to think, oh, God, wait for this coach load to arrive. It's going to be a nightmare. But it was like nature and animals really brought people together. And it's not as hard as doing the jungle or Celeb SAS. It's not like that. Like, you get a dinner break. You get to go back to your caravan and have a poo. Do you know, like, it's all right. It's all right.
But then I think... So, I mean, obviously, I've not done it, but like, I adore reality TV, and it's up there, one of my favorite ones, and all the rest of it. I think there's enough anger and hate and bitterness in the world. Like, if you just have to turn on the TV and what everything we're all going through, everything we're all feeling at the moment, it's reflected on the news. Like, there's just enough hate, and I want. When I watch TV, and I don't, everyone's different, but when I watch TV, I want to be inspired and I want to be uplifted and I want to laugh. Like, I want an escape. Yeah. I want an escape. So I think it's the perfect form of entertainment for that reason. Like, you know, Kerry Katona covered in pig shit, what's not to love? Like, feeling like people are breaking molds again, what's not to love? So, yeah, for that reason, I feel like it is
perfect. And rooting for people. Like, Kerry really got into it and was very open about, like, you know, she's had tough times, etc. Uh-huh. And you end up really rooting for these people. I mean, I cry every series.
I cry everything I watch, Stephen, so that's not new. I'm an empath.
Me too. After the finale of the first series, I was in floods of tears, and I said to our exec producer, I was like, am I the most unprofessional person in TV? And he was like, no, you're why we make TV. And then I cried even more.
Love him. No, that's too much, mate. But yeah, like, I remember Kerry, she told me, like, we'd not long done SAS when she'd went and did the farm after.
Yeah.
And we're all, you know, these WhatsApp groups are starting that, and like, I've had one for the jungle. Back in the day, we probably had one for Geordie Shaw, I forget, you know. But after a while, they just fizzled, but we were still really active on it at the time. And she was like, I've only gone and won the farm. Yeah. And she was so proud of herself. And like, I love Kerry. I feel like she wears a heart on her sleeve. She's a really nice girl. So yeah, so I remember thinking, like, good for you, lass. And she was so over the moon. So obviously, like, it must just be that lovely, really warm-hearted show that makes everybody feel good.
Yeah, and it's like that on the ground as well. You know, like, everyone has a glass of wine together at the end of the night in the barn. And, you know, I love all that stuff, me. Like, I must say, I've been really lucky with some of the shows I've done. There's not one where... Because I remember when I was going to do Celebrity Coach Trip and I'd watched a previous season and there was a lot of aggravation.
Aye.
I think it might be yours.
Yeah, do you know what? There can be, mate. There can be a bit of ag. Like, ours wasn't too bad, but there was still some fireworks.
Like, we didn't really have any fireworks, and it was, like, such the comedy series. And I remember thinking, apart from those goddamn hours, that was long days.
Honestly, I always feel like such a dick whenever I go to say something that sounds ungrateful about my job, because I know I live a very charmed existence. It's what I've wanted my whole life. I'm really, really appreciative. However, every so often you get a job and you think, fuck me, I didn't know this. I didn't know it was going to be like this. And Coach Trip is one of them jobs. Like, you watch it on the telly and you're like, this is hilarious. Like, look at them doing paddleboarding. Yeah. Look at them, like, playing with the clay pots. I swear to God, working till about like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock most mornings, and having to get up if you want to be like camera ready and look half decent at around 6-7 is like no laughing matter for 10 days straight. I really found it hard. And I say that to everyone who asks about it since, like, Matt Richardson's just gone and done it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And he was saying to me, what's it like? And I was like, it's not a cakewalk. Don't expect it to be a DOS. Like, it's fun, but it's graft, kid. And he was like, all right, okay, you know? And honestly, like, I'm so pleased you've said the same, Stephen, because I feel like a real whinge seeing that.
I think this is where you get away with, like, where it's good to be a camp gay man, because, like, I'd go up and just go, please, can I have me croissant off camera? Please, can I have me croissant off camera? And they'd be like, all right, this mark, because you were funny yesterday, you can have your croissant off camera. Like, I'd be making little deals with them. Please don't make me have my croissant on camera.
I can't believe that's so high on your list of priorities, Stephen.
And I remember I did this show on Channel 5 called Celebrity 5 Go Camping, and it was me, Michelle Collins, Joe Swash, Bobby Davrow and Cheryl from Bookspears, and then Joe had to go for another job, so then he was replaced by Tim Vincent, and we were camping for 3 weeks. And
that is the reality TV lineup of dreams, by the way.
Isn't it? I was like, I'm sat in a hot tub with Joe Swash, Cindy Beale, Cindy goddamn Beale, Cheryl from Eurovision, and goddamn Bobby Davrow. What has my life become? What has my life become?
I remember only 5 year old me could see us now.
Yeah. I was like, and we had.
If you threw in Tanya from Footballers' Wives, that would be a fucking dream.
Oh my God, Mrs. Tanya Turner.
I love with Mrs. Tanya nails. Turner.
Yeah. And do you remember when she shagged Frank to death? She shagged him to death.
I forgot. And she was like on top of him, like, Frank.
Yeah. As if it was an accident. I would love to do an episode of that if it ever came back. Oh my God. And Bad Girls.
There's a new show started on Sky, and I was on Sunday brunch with one of the lasses, who she was from Derry Girls. She's gone to do it now. It's called Screw. And I get major Bad Girls vibes from it, but obviously a more updated version. So you want to get on that. Definitely.
I love all this for us. I really did.
It's coming back.
But I remember doing like the camping board, and one day it was really raining, and I was like, I don't want to be in a tent. So I was like, wouldn't it be funnier for the show if we just like ran away and broke into a lodge?
Look at you putting your producer hat on. Yeah. Game. Yeah. I love it.
But then they were like, yeah, right. And then everyone was loving me because like we had a hot tub and champagne. And it was like, you're not supposed to be in the hot tub. And we were like, well, okay, sirrah. And it was like better for TV. It was so, had such funny times when you think about it. And like, if Michelle ever got a bit like, you know, I need a proper toilet, or I'd be like, oh, Cindy Beale's risen from the dead. so good.
Oh, boo. I was going to ask you what your best showbiz story was, but I don't think there's any chance we can top you sitting in a hot tub with those ones. I really don't think we can.
I met Cheryl Cole at the Attitude Awards. I thought I was going to die.
Oh, babe, honestly, after I won the Jungle, I got to do a lot of exciting things that, you know, I just thought were going to last forever. But in retrospect, I see I was right to have appreciated them and taken every opportunity as they came. Yeah. And one of them was I got invited to the X Factor final. And I was just walking to my seat, and it was the break. I'd gone to get a drink. And I know. And the warm up guy, Royce, who sadly passed away now, was saying like, we've got some amazing guests in the audience tonight. We've got this year's Queen of the Jungle, Vicky Patterson. Everyone's like, ooh. And Cheryl stood up, got the mic off him and went, do you mean to tell me my Queen of the Jungle's here and she hasn't come to say hello?
I would have died. I did.
I was like, Royce was like, well, come to the stage. I fucking ran to the stage so fast, mate. I had a little bottle of wine. I'd just gone and got me drink, you know, the mini ones. And I was standing on stage with this little bottle of wine with Cheryl, and I was like, I brought me a bottle of wine. I was so nervous, Cheryl. I didn't put my bottle of wine down. Do you want a drink? And she was like, no, I'm working, pet. Like, she was just so lovely to me. And like,
oh my.
So kind, considering I was obviously fucking it up.
I always think now, do you know, because she's obviously had her baby and she's taken a step back and stuff like that, but she's still cropping up here and there. I'm always like, oh, please crop up on the same panel as me, please.
She's just beyond beautiful. Like, every time, like, even in real life, like, I remember standing next to her and feeling like this. And I know you shouldn't compare yourself to anyone else, but I remember standing next to her and just feeling like this giant ogre next to her. She's so petite and stunning. I was like, I love you so much.
Yeah, whispering it in her ear.
Yeah, just making it really weird for the entire Wembley Stadium.
Angels themselves made you.
You broke the mould when they made you.
Yeah.
Babe, I've absolutely loved talking to you. Thank you so much. Before you go, I'm sure that everyone has absolutely adored listening to you, Stephen. Where can they catch you next if they want to see more?
Oh my God. So like I say, I'm tour supporting Catherine Ryan on her tour. So buy tickets to Catherine's show if there's any left. I've got a BBC Radio 4 special, which is very fancy for me.
I was going to say, how highbrow are you, sir?
They were like, it's on at 6 o'clock. Don't be your usual self. And I was like, okay, I can figure that out.
Brilliant. Such great advice.
So that's on the 1st of May. And I'm doing the Leicester Comedy Festival in February.
Amazing. Well, I'm sure I will be coming to at least one of those things because I've missed you.
Come to Catherine's, you get two for one.
Oh, honestly, I would absolutely love to, mate. I'm sure I can sneak me in somewhere. Here at Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, before our gorgeous guests go, we like to leave our lovely listeners with a kind of a little tidbit, a little pearl of wisdom. And it's obvious when I'm chatting to you that you are so much more than what anybody wants to pigeonhole you as. You have fought to be seen as something different. You have worked hard to break that mold. So I want to know what your secret is to breaking the mold.
I think you've just got to keep dancing to your own drum. And I don't really know how to explain how to do that, except whenever I feel like I do need to do it, I play like early noughties music. I play Kelly Clarkson and Breakaway. I play What Dreams Are Made Of from the Lizzie McGuire movie. And I just remember that you don't have to do it the same way. Like, you don't have to do it just because everyone else is doing it this way. Like, other comedians were like, let's do Mock the Week. Let's do this, that. And it's like, I'm going to go and do Celebrity Big Brother's Bit on the Side. It's Not Me, It's You, Channel 5, you know. And you meet in the middle. So I just think, write your own rules. And my biggest example of that is I always think about Nicola Roberts, because she was underrated, and then we shoved the mask on her and we were like, who's this gorgeous siren? Nicola Roberts.
Giving a fellow ginger a shout out there as well, yeah, Stephen. I love always. It. Still, even you might have them highlights, but you're still flying the flag, son.
Always. Still, yeah. Got ginger eyebrows.
But that's so true. Like, and I always say this, and it's a horrible saying, so I really do need to find a new way of saying it, but there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
There's so many, you think if you want to achieve, you have to do a certain thing or be a certain way. Actually, like, just be kind, do what feels right for you, respect other people, and you'll get there. And I truly am, there's not many people I'm happier to see in this industry succeed than you, mate.
Oh, thank you. I would say as well, it's like, I love proving people wrong. So yeah. When I was like, Dad, I've quit my job and I'm going to be a full-time comedian. He was like, we don't have the financial support. We're not one of these Oxbridge people. We can't support you. Like, if you can't pay your way, you can't do it. And then when I bought my first and only house, I was like, Father, anything to say? And he was like, all right, maybe you were right.
So let me get this straight as well. We're going to say, like, breaking mold is, it's hugely fueled by spite. I love spite. That. Spite. Yeah. Yes. Be a spiteful little cow. No, I'm an element of that as well, mate. So good for you, whatever works. Stephen, I can't wait to see what you achieve in 2022, mate. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. What a nice way to see you in person soon, Steve.
I know, 110%, lad. Well, I'll get on to Catherine. I'll see if I can get some tickets or something, mate. Love you.
Love you.
Well, everybody, that was Stephen Bailey. Oh my God, it's absolutely so good to catch up with him and chat to him. We've been trying to get him on for ages, but he is such a busy man. If you do want to hear more of Stephen, as he mentioned, he's on tour with Catherine Ryan at the moment. I don't know if you can get tickets for that. I reckon it'll be a blinding night because she's a mega babe as well. There we have it, guys. Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. If you are loving the series and this episode, please do all the podcasty things. Leave a review, tell your mates, and help us get our lovely little podcast to grow. I see everyone getting nominated for these like fancy podcast awards, and I think, why the hell am I not getting nominated for those awards? That is my goal for 2022. Let's get Vicky Patterson The Secret 2 a fucking award, eh? Love you guys. Have a great week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.